Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
Like a fool, I let Benny Porter talk me into doing an idiotic thing tonight, coming to see Marcia like this. He wouldn't tell me why on the phone, but it appears that somehow Marcia found out Harry Palmer was out with his secretary. Why that should be of such vital importance, I don't know. Surely Marcia realizes that Palmer's incapable of being faithful to one girl for more than 5 minutes at a time. All I know is, coming here at all was a ghastly mistake. You can never pick up the threads of an old love. You only open old wounds. Yeah, sorry to sound corny, but that's about the way it is. Don't get into a flat, Marcia. There's a good kid. Doesn't pay.
I'm sorry, it's my own fault.
I think it's mine for coming here. Why the deuce should be so frantic about Palmer and that folding girl?
Because I thought I could at least trust someone.
But Harry Palmer? Good grief, Marcia. Palmer thinks he's Benvenuto Cellini and suede shoes and a spotted bow tie. How could you ever take him seriously?
Oh, you have to say that. It's been your line ever since you tried to make up.
We agreed not to rake that over.
All right, we won't. But when I saw him tonight at the Lobster Grotto, an awful den full of riffraff, so obviously having fun.
You must have known. When Minnie Moffat was alive, he practically lived in Fig Tree Street.
That was before I thought he was fond of me.
Oh, I give up. What are you going to do? You say you're not going to marry the chap on the strength of catching him with his secretary. Well, what about the firm?
Why should you care? You'd never come back to it if I kicked him out, would you?
Not in a million years.
Then please, Jeff, leave me alone. You can't help, even if you wanted to, so go away and let me work it out myself.
If there's anything I can do...
Why should you bother yourself? Me being fed up with Palmer doesn't make you change your mind about Stella Bronson, does it?
No.
You'll still marry her, whether I marry Palmer or not?
I promise to. It's a promise I have no intention of breaking, Marcia. Not with what I owe her.
But if it wasn't for the obligation you're under...
That's not exactly fair.
Oh, tell me.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Jeff, you have to tell me. Are you only marrying her because of the... Well, because she stuck to you when everyone else turned their backs?
You've asked for it? No, it's jolly well not.
I don't believe you. It's only your beastly rectitude talking. You wouldn't admit it because you'd feel you were letting her down.
Have it your own way. I'm not going to argue.
Jeff, you're still my husband. I can call the divorce off. How would you marry Stella Bronson then?
That would be about the rottenest thing you could do.
What's rotten about holding on to one's own husband?
You wouldn't be doing it to hang on to me. You'd be doing it just because you hate Stella. And because way you were jealous of her as a woman, now you're jealous of her as the person who made you look cheap. To yourself.
No one makes me look cheap.
No? Listen. A year ago, the thing that got under my skin most while I was in Quadden after was people saying, well, his wife brushed him off. He must have swindled the Vendigos. That Marcia was hard to take.
But that was a year ago.
I don't care if it was 20 years ago. And that's why I'm going to marry Stella Bronson. With love or without it.
Without love, Jim?
That's what I said. So I'm warning you. You'd better not call off our divorce, Marcia. If you do, you'll only make it tough on all of us. Good night.
What's the matter with you this morning, Jeff? You're positively haggard. Hangover?
I'm practically on the wagon.
What is it, then?
Couldn't sleep.
You silly ass. Why didn't you take a phenobarb or something?
I did. Two.
Well, you must be thwarted in love.
I am.
But
Darling, that's the sweetest thing you could have said.
What's good about it? I don't see... Yes, of course. What about some work?
Just a minute. Who were you thinking about when you said you were thwarted in love?
I didn't say it, you did. Still, I would say we change the subject and earn some of that gold Benny Fuller pays us. Romance and the Fuller Corporation never did go too well together.
Were you with Marcia last night, Jeff? I rang your flat...
The trouble with you, you jumped to too many conclusions. Now, do let me get on with these letters.
All right. I'll take this up with you later. By the way, did you know that Angela Tennant was back in town?
Is she, by jingo? I want to see Angela. I don't know if I could dig her up. I know she left her flat.
You might try karate, the old stand. If she has enough money to buy herself a drink, that's where she'll be.
Yes, Mr. Fuller?
Stella there with you, Jeff?
She's just going, sir.
Ask her to come up to my office, will you?
Get that, Stella?
Uh-huh. See you later. And you'd better be ready to come clean.
Sit down. This might take some time. Stella, I went to see Marcia Pilgrim last night.
With Jeff?
No, just Marcia and me.
Benny, I know I shouldn't ask favors of you after helping Palmer along. But if you're going to tell Jeff about me, tell him and get it over, will you? I think I can't stand the suspense.
Who can?
Well, don't keep me hanging.
I'm not going to tell Jeff. I'm not going to say a word about you giving Palmer those shares.
You're not. But why?
Well, I suppose there's a certain amount of irony about all this. I brought Pilgrim in here, gave him a good job when he was under a cloud, spent I don't know how much, generally shifted heaven and earth, all to prove Harry Palmer was the crook, so Jeff could go back to his wife. And I wanted Jeff and Marcia reconciled because of certain things you said to me one day. Do you remember?
Yes.
Do they still hold good?
Yes, Benny. I meant them then, and I still do.
You said you wanted this fellow, Jeff Pilgrim. If you couldn't marry Jeff, if he went back to his wife, you'd be prepared to marry me.
I said I'd be pleased and proud to, if you'd have me, knowing all this.
Well, look how it's all turned out. If I spilled the beans to Jeff, you'd be the last woman in the world he'd make his wife. You couldn't blame him. Would you still have any affection for me if I did that to you? If I got you away from Pilgrim that way?
Benny, do we have to go through this?
Would you?
I'd try not to, but I'd hate you.
Just as I thought. I've scored the goal but lost the game. Now that I have something concrete on Harry Palmer at last, to keep any affection you might have for me, I must keep quiet about it. It's infuriating. And ridiculous.
What gremlin looks after Harry Palmer?
What gremlin looks after you?
What are you going to do, Benny?
Wash my hands of the whole affair. Cut my losses and let matters take their course. And in case you think I'm being too... there's a word for this. Altruistic. Don't kid yourself, Stella Bronson.
I never have. And I never will. That's why I get along.
Well, don't kid yourself about Jeff Pilgrim, Stella. Because that guy's going back to his wife. Gracias. How long since I've been in here? Hi there, Charlie. Beer and a tankard, thanks. Do I see her or don't I? Stella was right. Angela must have the price of a double brandy. Tell the boy to wizard over to Mrs. Tennant's table, will you, Charlie? Hello, Angela.
Jack! Oh, darling! Sit down, Angel.
Thanks. How are you, and where the dickens have you been?
Oh, I'm 10 years younger, 4 pounds heavier.
Suit you.
Thanks. I've been staying with the Digbys at Cape Remittance. And I'm celebrating.
Anything special?
You just wait. How's friend Palmer?
Friend Palmer is general manager of Tressa to Bendigo, but his star is waning.
Waning? That's not the half of it. You don't know what's in store for that reptilian dunder. Oh, Jeff, I can't keep it to myself. I don't want to deal him his rabbit punch too quickly. I want to savor it.
Suppose you tell me what's up your sleeve.
Listen, Palmer tried to kill me that night in his car. I couldn't get out of town quickly enough. But I couldn't say a word about what I knew while that cursed diary was still in existence. Right?
Uh-huh.
Remember Sadie Cooper?
Only too well.
Cooper left here in a hurry. I don't know why, but he didn't like Harry Palmer. 2 days ago, I had a letter from him. And that, Jeffy boy, is what brings me back to town.
Angela, will you tell me what gives, or shall I burst right here and now?
The day Hooper left here, Palmer gave him £1,000 for the diary, and they burned it together in an incinerator behind a pub called the Duke of Buckingham's Arms. Jack, do you realize what that means?
You're not making this up, are you, Angela?
Would I? With what I owe Harry Palmer? Now that diary's gone, I can tell every single thing I know about that cookie. I can shout it from the top of the Bendigo building. And I'm going to. Buy me a drink, Pilgrim. Oh, have I something to celebrate? Or haven't I?
You're more detestable than ever, Angela. But this minute I love you. I'll buy you a drink. I'll buy you 20. And then we'll hear your story. Marcia, Palmer, and me.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.